do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, your favorite application. Or we're always available at crabdiving.com. Oh, I don't know. I hit the wrong button. Taps instead of something. Big difference. Kind of kills the whole energy.
Orchestra. What the fuck? Guys.
However, wherever, whenever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap-a-fuck-a-tony out of it.
Crap-a-fuck-a-tony.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. All kinds of shit to talk about. The usual right-wing bullshittery and fuckwattery and all kinds of stuff. Join us on social media at Crab Diving, and you can sling us a message at our Facebook page. Yes. Also, you can email us. We love MoneyGrams.
Right.
And thanks to those that continue to buy shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, if you use that link, we get a little commission and it doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Just helps us out here.
Mr. Gobbler.
Waiting for the dog to settle.
Right. God damn.
The new puppy.
Yes.
New.
Get comfortable.
2 months now, I believe.
Right.
Had her. Two wonderful.
Yep.
Long months. No, she's awesome.
She wants to kill that fucking squirrel, though.
She's definitely on squirrel watch. She's just become woke.
Yes.
To Rodentia.
Right. Rodentia? Rodents. Oh.
Let's see what's going on. Oh, my name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I just want to say that my favorite story yesterday was the one about the bride that shat herself, and that, if you want to listen to that, it's pretty fucking funny. It's at the end of yesterday's episode. For previous episodes of this podcast, go to crabdiving.com. Go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. Go to Spotify.
I like turtles.
Let's see what the old headlines be, and we'll be fair and balanced in all that shit.
Read
from the commie liberal sites and the Drudge Report, which
fuck you Nazis.
Is kind of not as crazy as
it's nothing.
It used to be. I mean, we should be over at OAN or at Breitbart.
What is OAN? We should go to OAN. What is it like? Is it good?
We'll try it.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, August 8th, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
We are at war.
Mike is knocked away by the intern.
We are at war with the feet biter!
Poorly. Lay the fuck down.
Lay down, feet biter!
It's a dog, by the way. We don't
lay down.
Somebody calling the police that we're yes. sexually harassing or beating our.
It's our intern, our feet intern. Biter. Biter of feet.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Hey, feet.
Huffington Post.
Oh, fuck you.
The headline there is loading.
Load.
And still loading. Unity spree.
Yes.
Twitter rage for days after massacres, and it's a picture of an angry-looking president.
Yes.
With orange hair hey. And an orangey face.
Fuck you.
Trump follows call for unity after shootings with a week of attacks, it says.
Right. How do you want to call for unity again? I mean, he's calling for unity. Okay.
President,
I'm sorry. That would be like me throwing up this window and calling for a steak. Maybe I'll get a steak. I don't know. Doubtful.
President Obama sang Amazing Grace. President Trump hurled insults at just about everyone, it says.
But wait, he's going to comfort people, right?
After calling for, quote, love
yes.
and unity following two deadly mass shootings in Ohio and Texas, President Donald right. Trump did what he knows best, threw bombs on Twitter.
Yes. Perfect. Good job.
From Democrats to the media to the tech world, just about everyone this week felt the president's wrath despite his promise to unite the grieving, angry communities of El Paso and Dayton.
Can you imagine? You're in charge of a country who is plagued with mass shootings. People show up to places with guns and they shoot everyone in sight. And clearly, there is nothing we can do. Well, there would be some things we could do, but nothing that we're doing to prevent them in the future. And on top of that, this guy's being has to be a dick. He has to be a dick. I mean, come on.
On Wednesday, Trump spent much of the day doing the things presidents customarily do after horrific tragedies, meeting local leaders, visiting with victims and first responders, giving comfort to those impacted. But on Twitter, the president's alter ego raged at various Democratic officials who criticized him. He boasted about his rally crowd sizes. You know, I've got a clip. He even did it. This wasn't on telly.
Hello.
This is someone. Do I have that fucking?
Yes.
Maybe I don't have that. But it's. I think it was hard to hear. But it's essentially Trump saying. Oh, you know, this is the last time he was talking to hospital staff
right,
that seemed
right.
really happy to see him.
Yes.
And no, really. And it was all the white people that took the picture with him.
Oh, yeah.
The inappropriate picture that they put out on Twitter. Everybody like, thumbs up. Hey,
right.
We're all smiling with the president.
Did you see some of those? Those pictures?
Yeah, they're...
What is wrong with him?
We know what's wrong
with him. Why does he look so weird? I mean, he looks so strange, dude.
So, but he says, you know, I was here, I don't know, 3 months ago, we had a rally. What was the name of that stadium? It was packed, of course.
God.
It was packed. People waiting outside, you know, there were people who couldn't get in. He starts going off about his fucking crowd size.
Oh yeah. Great. Whatever. It's crowd size. They just had a mass shooting. I can't imagine what it's like to be somewhere where someone just starts shooting an AR-15 around, killing people. I'm sure it's goddamn hellish. This guy's talking about his fucking rally.
Calling for unity.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Good, good.
I'm the great unifier.
Did he say that?
Oh, he said.
He said
yeah,
that.
Sure, yeah. Nobody is a better uniter than me.
Okay, good.
Meanwhile, the Washington Post reported,
yes,
that families of the victims,
yay,
who are still receiving treatment, did not agree to meet with the president and the first lady. There were people who were like, "Fuck you! I don't want to meet him."
Yeah. Of course.
Keep him out of my hospital room.
I don't want to meet this guy. I don't want to meet this wacko racist.
They also reportedly chose not to meet with, oh, I don't know why you would pass this up.
Yeah.
Senator Ted Cruz.
I don't
Isn't that who you want to see when your bullet wound is oozing?
You know, I'm not even sure that he's human, and whatever bullshit vibe he puts out could fuck with the instruments in the hospital room.
I would not, could not, with a goat.
You're bizarre. Nobody wants you anywhere, or Trump, anywhere. What instance would it be great to have Donald Trump? Where?
Well, right, and what a 1-2 punch.
Oh, my God.
Cruz and Trump. God damn.
He's like, do you have anybody else who could come by?
I've died and gone to hell. This is one of the layers of hell. The bullet killed me. Now I know.
I'm trying to think of the worst Republican ever. I mean, can you send over Mike Huckabee? He's horrible. Oh, God.
Oh, there's a lot of those. So many.
Louis Gohmert.
Yeah, he's particularly horrible.
What do you think? Louis Gohmert might be okay. I don't know. They're all horrible.
If he can barbecue, he probably makes a hell of a brisket.
Let me make you some chicken. And Jackie, you off.
Ted Cruz is well loved.
You've come a long way in 72 years. 72 years ago, a woman could not be part of the American experience. If you don't vote, that's coming back in 2017. If I were you, I would vote. But look how far you've come. The most dishonest person in America is a woman. Who's about to be president. How could that be? My party is going bat crazy. A good Republican would defend Ted Cruz after tonight. That ain't happening. If you kill Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate, and the trial was in the Senate, nobody can convict you.
He looked over at Pelosi. Pelosi's sitting next to him at this event.
Yeah, yeah.
She's laughing her ass off.
Well,
He looked over at Pelosi, and they like nodded at each other, like, "Yeah, right." Now he's
Ted Cruz
is a fucking piece of shit.
He's a fucking load. Trump called him a pussy. Do you remember that?
That was Lindsey Graham when he was almost cool.
Well, yeah. He just, who knows what happened to him
before he decided to get a permanent orange anus print on his lips.
Yes.
So that's the headline over to the HuffPo.
Right.
Is that while Trump was pretending to care.
God.
And taking inappropriate pictures and shit and talking about his crowd size. He was also hate tweeting every moment he could get away.
I mean,
and then a bunch of the victims were like, keep him the fuck out
of course.
My room. Get him
out
of here.
You've been through something traumatic. If you want anybody around, you want someone that's calming, someone nice. Ooh. Obama visited the hospital. He visited some of the victims.
Yes.
And I'm sure it went better than Trump's visit. I don't even know how the visit went because Obama didn't hate tweet about anybody during the visit.
Obama was pretty good at the empathy thing and the reassuring people that he kind of cares.
Can't politicians at least fake it?
I mean, I'm sure they all do. Most of them are faking it.
He can't fake it.
It's not in his, that's not his vibe.
Let's try to think of a disaster he went to that, I think maybe Hurricane Harvey. I don't remember any crazy stories about him visiting Houston, right? Did he do something fucked up and it was just so...
I think he talked about a lot of water and
well,
stuff.
Well, yeah, because he was talking about, you know, Hurricane Maria.
He talked about how much better they did down there than they did over in Puerto Rico. Which had nothing to do with him.
Well, fuck. I mean, what about water, big water?
Oh, here it is. Donald Trump. Could you press the button with the one? Yeah. Gracias.
Oh, yes.
The dog's actually sleeping.
Right.
In my lap.
Why don't you do that with your nose?
Don't want
Shelby
to jeopardize that. here's Trump waddling around the hospital, and there's this one doctor who kind of rubs him off a little bit, and then then Trump goes into the crowd size gym.
Good God,
it's kind of hard to hear. If I recall.
What is this over here? It was a longer visit, but it was a very interesting visit, I have to tell you. Go ahead.
I would like to, it is my humble honor to introduce to you the best medical staff in El Paso. They are fantastic and responded to all the victims that needed to be taken care of.
Oh, well, that's, he didn't suck Trump's dick. He was, he was boasting about his awesome medical staff.
The best professionals and people that you'll ever want to meet. Right here.
So, I don't know if you know it, but because you've been pretty busy lately, right?
Yes.
But they're talking about you all over the world. The job you've done is incredible. And they're talking about you all over the world. And the doctor, what you've done is, I also, so I feel I know him. I've seen him now. And you did a fantastic job with your whole group.
Oh, my God. There's something else he was talking.
It just sounds weird, man. He just sounds really fucking.
He was talking somewhere else. And he was like, and everybody and something about everybody knows this guy. And I guess he's a cop or I don't know what the deal is. But he goes, this guy's a true hero. Everybody knows this guy. Everyone knows your name now. And he goes on and on. And it is obvious Trump has no idea what the man's name is.
Everybody knows.
It's uncomfortable because he's like, you know, he's everybody's talking about you. You're the big hero.
But you know, that's Donald Trump, right? If he does anything, he wants everybody to fucking know about it. In fact, that's why he does it. That's why he does everything, because he wants to take a fucking victory lap. These doctors, they probably don't give a shit if everybody around the world knows them. Maybe correct. They don't think about it like that. Maybe they're not an insane narcissist.
The president used some of his time at the hospital to boast about the size of the crowd he attracted at the rally that he held in the city in February.
Yes.
And took a moment to attack Beto O'Rourke, by the way.
Oh!
He goes
From Texas.
In this clip, he goes on, he talks about the crowd size, but then he's like, meanwhile, Beto had like five people, right? He had like five people.
And you know, Senator Cornyn, the job you've done, and they're talking about it all over the world. And it's an honor to be with you. Look at this group of people. Can you believe this?
Good-looking people. You're fantastic.
I was here 3 months ago. We made a speech, and we had a...
He made it all of, like, 18 seconds before he could talk about it. He had to talk about himself.
What do these people that work for him tell him before he goes on? They don't say...
I think it's pointless.
Yeah. Who cares?
They may have tried for a few months, and now they just gave up.
At some
point, they're all fired.
Right. Right. Go do your thing. Be unapologetic. Make it about yourself.
That's who he surrounds himself with.
Oh.
Now.
I mean, fuck.
Let Trump be Trump.
Right.
Look at this group of people. Can you believe this? Good looking people.
You're about myself.
Good looking people.
I was here 3 months ago. We made a speech and we had a what was the name of the arena? That place was packed, right?
I was for enrollment.
Right? The judges have respected
you. I was for enrollment.
What was the name?
I was for enrollment there.
Good. Come here, Mike. That was some crowd.
Thank you.
And we had twice the number outside.
Oh my
and then
God!
He had this crazy Beto. Beto had like 400 people in a parking lot. They said his crowd was wonderful.
Crazy Beto had like 400 people in a parking lot.
Did he say crazy? Did he say crazy?
He said crazy Beto.
Oh God, I missed that. I just heard Beto. Oh my God!
Number outside, and then he had this crazy Beto. Beto had like 400 people in a parking lot. They said his crowd was wonderful.
Look at me.
But we had some.
Oh, look at that!
Whoa! Oh wow! Look at that! Look at that! Did you see that?
Somebody's wearing Trump. This person's wearing Trump socks.
Quit sucking him off.
Encourage you.
Don't tell it to the press because they won't even believe it.
No.
They only believe it on voting on the day of the vote. They say, what happened? What happened? I want to thank everybody. How do we get some kind of a picture here?
Well, I mean, they're all laughing. They're having a good time. I mean, shit, man, whatever. He is a buffoon, man. He is a fucking buffoon.
Yeah.
People got shot with fucking guns. People died. And he's talking about his crowd size. It's a motherfucking event he had. I mean, who fucking cares? Who cares, dude? Jesus.
Over to the Drudge Report. Oh, yeah, this is a fascinating. Fascinating headline.
Yeah.
Apparently, it looks like Donald Trump might have gotten a phone call from some people.
Yes.
That have some opinions about this gun stuff he's all of a sudden starting to talk about.
Oh, I see.
And that would be the National Rifle Association.
It's time to suck when my PSD.
I believe the story is that Wayne spoke with the president.
Oh, yes.
This is, it leads to
God.
GreenwichTime.com. I have no idea what that is, to be honest with you. From the Drudge Report. But it says Trump warned by NRA over background checks.
I think about people that survive these mass shootings. And how horrible it must be and what they had to do to not get killed and all this other fucking shit. We can't even get our politicians to stand up to the NRA. I mean, it's not even... Just tell them to fuck off. No one's shooting at you. Grow a pair of fucking nuts.
President Donald Trump has repeatedly told lawmakers and aides in private conversations that he is open to endorsing extensive background checks.
Oh, wow.
In the wake of two mass shootings, prompting a warning from the National Rifle Association and concerns among White House aides.
You know, if you had the mass shooting problem we had, that would be something you would do. But you would be like, well, that's not enough. What we need to do is get rid of, at the very least, get rid of these fucking assault weapons. That's non-negotiable.
Not he already said he's not going to do that one.
Jesus Christ.
Trump's previous declarations of support for tougher gun controls, including after the deadly Parkland, Florida shooting, have foundered without a sustained push from the president and support from the NRA or Republican lawmakers. Even Trump's advisors question how far he will go on any effort. So he just says shit, and he knows it's not going to go anywhere. Oh, you know, this background check thing, it's great.
You know, this is why you never believe the politicians on this when they say they're going to do gun control shit. Pile of dead children in Sandy Hook, nothing. I will never believe these fuckers until I see it. Never.
NRA Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre.
Hey, man. Fuck this guy. What's he wearing?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, that's a big deal to him. He spent a lot of money on his fucking clothes. Don't ignore what Wayne LaPierre is wearing. That'll hurt his feelings.
He spoke with Trump on Tuesday after the president expressed support for a background check bill. Told him it would not be popular among Trump's supporters.
Who gives a fuck?
LaPierre also argued against the bill's merits.
Yeah.
The NRA, which opposes the legislation that was sponsored by Senators Pat Toomey, a Republican from Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And Joe Manchin.
Oh, wow.
Of West Virginia.
Yeah.
The NRA declined to comment.
Yes. I mean, fuck this guy. Fuck him.
Advisors to Moscow Mitch.
Yes.
Say he won't be bringing any gun control legislation to the floor without widespread Republican support.
Hey, Wayne, don't worry about it. There's a party in government that's so vile and disgusting. They just don't give a shit about kids and people getting shot to death. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
Trump has waffled, current and past White House officials say, between wanting to do more and growing concerned that doing so could prompt a revolt from his political base, his revolting political base.
Yes.
Even some supporters of the Manchin-Toomey bill, which would expand background checks to nearly all firearm sales, say it's unlikely to pass.
Yeah, nothing's... We can't do anything in this country. We cannot protect ourselves from this shitler. We can't impeach. We can't remove him. We can't protect people from goddamn mass shootings, and we just accept it, that that's our system. That is crazy.
Senator stand-up comic that we heard earlier, Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yeah. Hilarious.
Not drunk this time, I don't believe.
No.
Said, well, I guess Trump was also asking what he could maybe do by executive order.
Right.
Lindsey Graham said he had spoken to Trump 4 or 5 times since the shooting. He seems determined to do something and believes there's space to get something done this time around.
Yes.
The president has a pretty common sense point of view. He's never been a sports or gun enthusiast, but he's more determined than ever to do something on his watch.
Shit. He is a sports enthusiast. That's bullshit. I'm sorry. He loves golf.
Ladies wrestling?
Golf.
Oh, golf.
Golf. Well, yeah. He loves playing golf.
Crazy.
How much money has he spent going to play golf?
Taxpayer money.
Yes.
Bazillions.
A fuck ton. He is into sports, you fuck.
And he literally said, I will never be golfing because I won't have time. I'll be working so hard. All Obama does is golf.
And you know what he also said? That if Bernie Sanders gets elected, Bernie will do away with golf. He will. There will be no more golf.
And hasn't he already surpassed Obama's, like, 4 years of Obama golfing in 2 years of Trump golfing?
He golfs a lot more
than
Barack Hussein Obama.
I'll never do that.
Well, you did, and it's the opposite of never. It's ever. You always do that, ever, whatever that means.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report. Red flag, NRA warns Trump.
Oh, suck my dick.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes.
Little Wayne LaPierre.
Ooh, God, he's the worst.
Earning his gazillions.
Oh, yeah. And, you know.
In fact.
How much money did he take from the NRA, supposedly?
Oh, I don't know. But there's a new report from the WAPO.
Yes.
That says the NRA chief, the chief executive of the National Rifle Association, that would be Wayne.
Yes.
Sought to have the nonprofit organization buy him a luxury mansion last year, right after the mass shooting at Parkland.
Why?
Selecting a French country style estate.
Oh, yes.
In a gated Dallas area golf club.
God, these guys. Wow.
Told associates he's worried about being targeted. Needed a more secure place to live. After 17 people were gunned down at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School.
You know, you got to wonder, how much longer do we do this? This is crazy. This is nuts. The guy that is instrumental in getting kids killed, keeping these fucking guns on the street, he wants protection. Are you shitting me?
LaPierre and his wife, Susan.
Yes.
Were intensely involved in the selection of the property, rejecting an upscale high-rise in Dallas with numerous security features.
Oh, okay.
In favor of a 10,000 square foot estate.
Yes.
With lakefront and golf views.
Oh, perfect.
Golf course views in Westlake, Texas. It was on the market for about $6 million.
What does a $6 million house in Texas look like?
It's a 10,000 square foot estate with lakefront and golf course views.
Wow.
The couple wanted to secure also a social membership at the exclusive golf club in the gated community.
Fuck
so they also wanted the NRA to pay for their membership into the big fancy golf club.
Right. Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
They sought to purchase 2 vehicles. And to keep the current owner's golf cart, if possible. They like the golf cart that was there, I guess.
What do you care? How much is the estate?
$6 million.
I'm spending $6 million, and I'm like, can I get the golf cart? Give me the golf cart! Just give it to me, you fuck! I just spent $6 million. How much is the golf cart?
For a few grand,
God,
probably.
Give it to me!
But one aspect of the property that concerned Susan LaPierre.
Oh, yes.
Was the lack of space in the men's closet of the of the master bedroom.
Of course. He spent No, dude. I believe
400,000 I thought.
400. I was going to say 2.
I thought it was he had a like tried to spend 400,000 worth and at one point didn't he spend like 40 grand in one sitting.
God, you know it's so funny. It when you ask questions about Wayne LaPierre on Google, it you have to type so much in to get past Wayne Gretzky. It's so irritating.
Well, an L after Wayne probably is it.
Yeah. Wow, Wayne LaPierre, his net worth is $5 million. No, that's his salary. He makes $5 million a year.
God. The discussion about the estate they found out in these emails, which was not ultimately purchased, are now under scrutiny.
Yes.
By the New York investigators. The transaction was slated to be made through a corporate entity that received a $70,000 wire from the NRA.
Right.
According to people who spoke on condition of anonymity.
Oh, yes. Over $500,000 on clothes.
$500,000
in clothes. It includes $275,000 spent at a suit store. And $265,000 on travel. So those two figures. $275,000 spent at a suit store. At a suit store. One store. More than $250,000 at a fucking store.
Sure.
Buying what?
Suits?
Made out of human organs? What the fuck? Jesus.
So the entity, this corporate shell corporation, was created at Wayne's request by a law firm that worked for their longtime ad agency, Ackerman McQueen.
Yeah. We were talking about his closet and his clothes. I just have to make a point right now. This man has too many expensive clothes, so much that he can't fit into a 20 billion square foot fucking $6 million mansion in goddamn Texas.
The walk-in closet in the master bedroom.
You know why?
Maybe a little small. Yeah.
Do you know why? You know why he's got all that closet space? 40,000 fucking deaths a year from handguns. That's why. That's why. Fuck him.
The New York attorney Daniel Kurtz, an expert in nonprofit law, said such a home purchase would have violated New York charity law, which requires all transactions benefiting the group's insiders to be fair, reasonable, and in the corporation's best interest. There is no way, he said, they could defend a $6 million house for the chief executive as reasonable.
All this money he makes, those suits, they're not made of human organs. They're made of blood from kids at Sandy Hook and every other fucking mass shooting. Man, fuck him. It's insane.
Susan LaPierre is the co-founder of the NRA Women's Leadership Forum. A coalition of female philanthropists support the Second Amendment.
What are they raising money to defend the Second fucking Amendment?
I would infer from what?
They're just raising money to give to fat cat politicians who suck Wayne LaPierre's cock all day. That's what they're doing, right? Oh, our fucking government sucks.
Storming here in Florida. We've got some lightning and some thunder.
Imagine, dude, imagine if you bought a $6 million fucking mansion. Would it even occur to you to check the closet space? It wouldn't occur to me.
No.
I'd be like, they're fucking goddamn well better be closet space. It's $6 million. And in fact, if the closet space isn't big enough for my shit, I should give some of my shit away because I've got too much shit. Oh.
That's very non-capitalist of you.
Yeah.
It was a 4-bedroom, 9-bath.
Nine bathrooms!
In the style of a French chateau.
Wow, if you're a shill for the NRA, this is what you get.
Had a stately boxwood-lined drive, a formal courtyard, vaulted ceilings, and an antique marble fireplace.
Wow. This dude is making so much money off the blood of fucking gun victims. Gun. Fuck this. Oh, it's so infuriating.
Still on the market. Now it's the price was cut recently to 4.75 mil.
God, but what piece of shit would buy this house? Make him choke on it.
It's really not my style at all.
Oh, wait. This isn't Wayne LaPierre's house. It's somebody else's.
He did not buy it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
They ended up not buying it.
I don't know.
That's the one they were looking at and trying to get this is the one they preferred, despite the apparently
small bedrooms.
Nat-sized
closets.
Closets, yeah.
You know there's enough closet space. It's $6 billion, you fuck. There's just no closet space. How many square feet again?
I meant 10,000. It's really huge, but...
Don't say the closets are small.
I don't see any pictures of the closet, sadly. It's like crazy, crazy huge.
Yeah.
And not really my style.
Right.
You
have pictures of it
right
now? Okay.
4.75 million on the Zillow, in Westlake, Texas. It's insane, isn't it?
It's stupid.
Like a French chateau, like a giant French chateau.
He's able to have that chateau.
Well, no, he didn't.
He didn't get it, but. But he looked at it.
French country estate with Vaquero's best golf course and lake views.
Ooh.
Authentic finishes throughout with white oak floors, French Beaumaniere limestone.
Beaumaniere?
Antique marble and Italian tile. Exquisite custom handcrafted wood trim. You said trim. Beams, doors, and staircases by Hull Historical. Spacious kitchen features La Conch range and oven, Sub-Zero. Why are all these names of these brands unpronounceable? All kinds of good shit. It's centered around a built-in family dining banquet.
Did you say all kinds of good shit?
Banquet. Yeah. His and hers master baths have heated floors.
Oh, boy.
Spacious closets and luxurious finishes. Large exercise studio overlooks the lake. Private guest suite. Craft room and utility room. Dog run with AstroTurf.
Hey, Wayne.
Two dual offices.
But, Wayne, if he's worried about people attacking him, don't you have a gun, dude? Or can't you defend yourself against home invaders? Isn't that the whole thing of the NRA? You pussy.
Geothermal HVAC.
Yeah. What's up with that?
It's a geothermal heat pump.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen. It's a nice place.
It's amazing.
It sounds like a nice place.
Yeah. It's a little froofy.
Does it have laundry?
For me. I assume there's a place for the laundry staff to do the laundry.
Oh, yes. It comes with staff?
It is only four bedrooms, though.
Oh, my God.
But nine bathrooms. Two offices.
Why nine bathrooms?
Anyway. So that's Wayne LaPierre. Didn't get that.
Okay.
Poor sad Wayne LaPierre.
I'm sorry.
But he was trying to spin that he needed to be somewhere secure after Parkland because people are coming after him. Because he's a gun guy. I'm not safe.
No, people aren't coming after you. They're not. You know, people are coming after, like, if you're in a mass shooting and someone's shooting, that shooter's going after people. That's being going after. That's being pursued, you fuck. No one's coming after you, is my point. Who cares about you? $275,000 at one fucking... I know suits are expensive. How much do you think one suit is in this place? $275,000. $5,000 for a suit?
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah.
So, like, that's still $275,000.
You know him. One of my roommates in Chicago had... I remember he spent like $3,000 or $4,000 on a suit one time, and I was like... You have got to be fucking kidding me.
What?
I'm like, they're better.
Damn.
They're better, you know, they're better.
Yeah.
Be
right.
Somehow something attached to my wiener that.
But the bat.
T- takes care of me every hour on the hour.
Yes. I bet the bat suit is less expensive. That cool suit.
Oh, yeah.
How much does the Black Panther suit go for?
Leave me alone for a minute, Alfred. I'm running the bat for later. there you go. The LaPierres were afraid for their lives.
Yes.
And they felt they would feel really safe in a French chateau in the middle of Texas somewhere.
I want to live, God.
Texas, by the way.
Hey, man, we going to live at a, who wants to live at a, in the middle of a goddamn golf course?
Yeah, I've never understood that one. I guess if you're, you know, if golf floats your boat and tickles your
I did a,
nethers.
Yeah, I did a comedy show at a private country club in Alabama once. And
come on.
Yeah, and you can live in this. It was nice. You can live in the country club, and there's a
lot of minorities represented in the in the membership.
No, no, no.
Really?
No.
Shock.
No. Nope. I know.
Yeah.
There's nobody there. All white people, you know, and it was all white people that seemed to have boats or something. I guess you could put your boat in the lake there or something. They all wore these little boat hats. A bunch of old white people with boat hats. Fun group. Real fun. Real fun group. I'm sure they all voted for Trump.
Trump's America?
Fuck you.
A Louisiana woman.
Yes.
According to a police report.
Right.
Was she fired several shots at a small airplane that was spraying for mosquitoes. She claimed she thought it was a drone that somebody was spying on her.
Well, I mean,
she fired three shots in an attempt to bring down the aircraft as it flew passes near her home in Monroe, Louisiana.
But hasn't it sprayed for mosquitoes before? Hasn't she seen? I guess not.
She confessed to shooting. She thought it was at a drone with her revolver-style pistol that was confiscated by the popo.
All right.
The police noted that Ms. Rogers appeared to be intoxicated when she was booked into the local jail.
She was shit-faced, shooting at planes, flying over her house because she thought she was being spied upon.
None of them hit the plane.
Well, that's nice.
A witness on the scene showed police cell phone video of the aircraft moments after the arrestee had fired at it.
Yes.
The clips, the police report, clearly show a manned aircraft in the sky,
right?
Not a drone. on the video, she can reportedly be heard saying, "He's coming back to taunt us."
No shit. Gosh.
Police determined the plane that she shot at was spraying for mosquitoes in the area,
right,
where multiple mosquito pools have recently tested positive for the West Nile virus.
Yay! All right. All right. Boy, I tell you what. So what do we have in that area? We have a drunkard. We got a drunkard firing at shit in the sky because she thinks she's being spied on. But then also,
when they're trying to protect her from the West Nile virus.
They're trying to protect you, you asshole. They're trying to keep you from getting sick. But you are shooting at them.
Charged with illegal use of a weapon, which is a felony.
Wow.
She was booked into the Wachita Parish Jail.
Perfect.
From which she was released Wednesday morning on $500 bond.
Wow. Okay. Congratulations. Jeez. I mean, what if, though, let's say it was a drone, and let's say it was spying on her. Why am I not allowed to shoot it out of the fucking sky?
I don't know that you're not, if it's flying over your property.
What if I mistake a manned plane? I mean, I feel like Trump now. There was a drone without a man in it. There was no man.
There was, you know, it wasn't a man in this one.
What if I think it's a drone? That, how, why is that fair? She thought it was a drone. She thought.
Well, she drunkenly thought it was a drone, yeah.
Right. What she did was wrong. That's what I think. I think if you think someone is spying on you, the better thing to do is to call the police and not to start shooting.
Well, and you
whatever.
May have been overserved, too.
Yeah, you
may
think.
Want to consider that.
They're trying to keep her from getting West Nile virus.
Yeah.
And now I bet, you know what I would do when I fly over your area? I don't spray. I just fly over and you can suck my cock and you can get the West Nile virus, you fucking asshole. That's how I would think if I was that pilot. God, fucking shoot at me.
Meanwhile, an Indiana man has pleaded guilty.
Okay.
To a weapons charge.
Oh, shit.
And has been sentenced to 60 days in jail. Mark Anthony Jones.
Right.
47 years old.
Okay.
Was arrested in February after the High Point 9mm handgun he was carrying in his waistband.
Yes.
Discharged as he was walking down the street in Marion, Indiana.
That's the... Yeah. I've seen people in movies put guns in waistbands before, and it always seems like a shitty idea, doesn't it?
He told the police that when the gun began to slip, he reached down to adjust it, at which point it discharged. The bullet entered just above his penis and exited out his scrotum.
Ah! Ah! Oh, that's horrible. Oh, man. Oh, my God. That's a shot to the dick, correct? Or he missed the dick.
No, the top of his dick and out his balls.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Obviously, now, as a society, we know that you should not store guns in the elastic waistband. Or what kind of waistband was this again?
I believe, and it wasn't a, it just says waistband. I don't have the design specs.
Oh, well, I mean. Wasn't there a famous, like, football player or some athlete who went to a nightclub?
Some same deal,
and
yeah,
he,
yeah.
And he had gym pants on, and he had a gun in his gym pants, and it went off in the club.
I think it fell, though. I don't know that it, like, threatened his manhood.
Hey, thank God you had that gun, though, you know? It's funny to me because it's like, so this person makes the calculation that, listen, if my gun slips and it accidentally shoots my dick off, that's better than never having my gun, because what if I'm assaulted and I can't defend myself? That's a crazy calculation.
He was charged with carrying an unlicensed handgun. He pleaded guilty during a court appearance last week, at which time he also copped to a separate driving with suspended license rap.
Boy, this guy is going to get, must be, he will be so good at telling this story. Because, you know, he's going to hook up with some chick. He's going to say, hey, what happened to your
dick?
Not
in jail. He's going to be in jail for the next 60 days. But also, weeks after he shot himself, he was arrested for dealing meth. Since then, he's
unrelated.
Been in jail.
Unrelated.
Correct.
Yeah.
In lieu of $30,000 bond, he's scheduled for trial in mid-November on the drugs.
So charges. First it was I got shot in the dick, then the meth?
Yes.
Okay. So he was doing the meth to pay for his other... I guarantee you that's why he's selling.
You think
that
he's trying to pay his lawyer?
Absolutely. I bet that happens all the fucking time.
There you go. Some more.
See, I hate elastic waistbands.
More of America.
I do. Especially if you have a jacket with the elastic waistband around the edge of it, the end of it.
Like a members only jacket?
Yeah. I don't like that. I like a members only. Since I don't like the elastic thing.
You could rock a members only jacket.
Yeah.
We've got a little bit of a follow-up to...
Crab diving follow-up.
The spectacular asshole who body-slammed the kid, cracked his skull.
God.
Because the kid, they were playing the national anthem at some Montana Goat Fest or something. I don't know where the fuck they were.
Yay.
And the rodeo.
Right.
And fair. And yes. The kid, parent, he said, hey, take your hat off during the national anthem. And the kid said, fuck you. And the guy grabbed him. And according to the witnesses, the accounts I've seen, that was it. He just grabbed the kid and slammed him into the ground, bouncing his head off of the pavement.
The kid
was then unconscious, laying there with blood coming out of his ears.
The kid's 10?
11?
13 years old. Fractured his skull.
Jesus. What an asshole.
Kurt Brockway is this asshole's name.
Yeah.
Well, now the attorney for this 39-year-old who's charged with assaulting a child for not taking his hat off during the national anthem, says that his client, compromised by a traumatic brain injury, believes that he was acting on orders
from Trump?
From President Donald J. Trump.
Oh, my God.
He was charged with felony assault on a minor. His defense attorney said that the president's rhetoric contributed to the U.S. Army veteran's disposition when he choke-slammed the 13-year-old, fracturing his skull at the Mineral County Fairgrounds a few days ago.
How many of these stories, man?
The lawyer said his commander-in-chief is telling people if they kneel, they should be fired, or if they burn a flag, they should be punished. He certainly didn't understand it was a crime.
I mean, and also, if you think about his hate rallies, he would joke about violence. He would say back in the day, you'd just smack somebody.
I'll pay your legal fees. Remember that?
That's like saying that's endorsing it.
Well, it's blatantly, right. Yeah.
I mean, you know, he inspires these assholes to do bad things.
The lawyer says he's gotten a handful of hateful voicemails since he took the case, but the guy's family is also receiving death threats.
Yeah.
Since the 13-year-old boy had to be flown to Spokane, Washington by emergency flight for treatment. He is back home, though, after being released from hospital.
Hello. Well, so he's okay.
Well, no, he has a fractured skull and a concussion.
Yeah.
According to charging documents, the national anthem was playing before the rodeo got underway. He noticed a young teenager still wearing his hat. The asshole told the deputy he asked the kid to remove the hat because it's disrespectful, to which the youth responded saying, fuck you.
He didn't know. No one is required to take off a hat
and
to stand there, to put their hat.
Correct. I don't care if you find it disrespectful. I don't give a fucking rat's ass.
Yeah, it's my right to not, I don't know, participate in the anthem. It's also my right to not have my skull bashed in.
Brockway told the deputy, grabbed the boy by the throat, lifted him in the air, and slammed him to the ground.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Another witness said that Brockway was defending his action as people closed in on him, saying the boy was disrespectful.
Oh, my God. The boy was disrespectful. I mean, the guy probably sits around listening to Trump. You know what? I put up a cartoon of a deplorable watching a hate rally from Trump on TV and just, and his mouth's open and he's like, yeah, yeah, he's jacking off. It's like he's jacking off to it. And he's like, yes, yes, I will go get them for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, if Trump's thing, he wants to reach the least of us. Right.
Apparently, this man was injured in a vehicle crash on active duty. He was honorably discharged due to the disability.
Yeah.
Lawyer says, couple that injury with the president's calls to weed out those who protest the national anthem or who criticize our country. And he said, Brockway is no longer thinking for himself, but responding to a presidential order.
Oh my God. I mean, this is a nightmare.
This is a lawyer, you know, obviously training. Yeah. But Nonetheless, how many now is that? We had Cesar Sayoc, the MAGA bomber, whose lawyer said the same thing, that he's radicalized by Trump and Fox News.
I mean, okay, whichever. Let's say this guy has this brain injury and he wasn't responsible for his own actions. He was brainwashed by Trump. Still, it's Trump. And if that's not the case, if he's just inspired or emboldened by Trump, it's still.
Right.
We still can't get away from the fact that our president is inspiring people to bash in the skulls of children for whatever fucking reason.
Yeah, he's not obsessed with SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Running around trying to protect the Krabby Patties recipe.
Bikini Bottom?
Bikini Bottom.
Right.
So there's that.
Yeah, it's just a tremendous, oh, God, we're so fucked up.
Yes. A
tremendous amount of assholes.
Speaking of.
Yes.
Rod Blagojevich.
Oh, boy. Congrats.
In the news again.
Right.
Former governor of Illinois, one of the many who have done or are doing time. Seems to be one of the vibes of being the governor of Illinois.
Well, you know, it's that state. I mean, you could say Chicago has a history of political corruption, maybe. You could say that.
A little. Well, now Trump is saying that he's seriously considering commuting the prison sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
Okay.
Blagojevich, I mean, we could play the tape for you that they got Blagojevich on tape basically trying to sell a Senate seat that he had the right to fill,
right?
To see what he could get for it. And whatever was proposed to him in the call, he's like, no, we can get much bigger. We can make much more than that. It's a Senate seat.
Yeah. But Blagojevich said, I mean, I read where he said that in order to find him guilty, the state had to change their definition of corruption.
Oh,
That he said what he did was traditional, like, backdoor kind of dealings.
Oh, well, Trump says the same shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's why. Blagojevich was convicted on charges including wire fraud, extortion, and soliciting bribes while governor.
Right.
He was in office from 2003 to 2009 when the Illinois Senate removed him from office.
Yes.
And then he was found guilty, began serving a 14-year prison sentence.
Oh, shit.
In 2012, so he's halfway through.
I mean, think about it. Selling a seat on the Senate.
Trump said, I thought he was treated unbelievably unfairly.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm thinking about commuting a sentence, he said on Air Force One yesterday.
But Blagojevich was a Democrat.
Well, yeah, and there's another story out that they think that Jared came up with the idea that it might tickle the tickled parts of Democrats. That somehow he's going to win over Democrats
by
free Blagojevich, who nobody gives a rat's rectum about.
Wait.
An amoeba's rectum about.
He was loved. He nearly won Apprentice.
Nobody cares about Rod Blagojevich.
Do you remember him on The
nobody
Apprentice?
Nobody is wearing free Rod stickers.
He's the kind of Democrat that you're embarrassed of.
Yes. So now, I don't know, Trump, another smoke grenade, another flash grenade or something. I'm thinking of commuting his sins.
Do they have like a list of shit? He's like, a list of shit you could say to change the narrative? Stephen Miller's like, okay, what do we have available? What's left? Go with number four, the Blagojevich.
When do I get to say the N-word?
Oh, we're saving that one for last.
Yeah, close to the election, Mr. President.
Oh, yes. You'll for sure win.
Here it is. So yeah, Jared allegedly.
Yes.
There's actually a story about at the Wonkette that was them thinking, oh my God, this is crazy, because they jokingly, I think it was yesterday, wrote you know, I'll bet this was a great idea from King Jared to try to sweet talk Democrats. And then now it happened.
Wait, there's proof that this is it? That this is...
Well, they tweeted out, one of their authors tweeted out, let me guess, in 2 months we're going to get news reporting on how Jared really, really thought Democrats would lay off Trump if he pardoned Blago. You know, just because Jared is so be best when it comes to political instincts. And then yesterday, Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law and senior advisor who has internally championed pardons and commutations, suggested Mr. Blagojevich be pardoned, saying it would appeal to Democrats. Other aides told Trump that such a move would be politically unwise, given the nature of Blagojevich's conviction. Instead, commuting the sentence is what was settled on.
He sold a seat. He tried to sell a seat for the U.S. Senate.
Yes.
He's just getting out of jail. I mean, you know, he's going to get away with it. How long was he in jail for?
7 years so far.
Okay. Boy, that's a long time.
I thought he was treated unbelievably unfairly. He was given close to 18 years in prison, and a lot of people thought it was unfair.
Well,
like a lot of other things. And it was the same gang, the Comey gang. And all these sleaze bags that did it. And his name is Rod Blagojevich, and I'm thinking about commuting his sentence.
All the sleaze bags. The sleaze bags in the Rob Blagojevich story, well, is Rob Blagojevich.
Yes.
I mean,
here's a previous interaction between Donald Trump and Rod Blagojevich.
Okay.
I just want to ask this one question. Your Harry Potter facts were not accurate. Who did the research?
There was not a specific direction to do the research on Harry Potter, but the inability to learn the product, and there was an issue in the...
Was that their inability or your inability?
I suppose I should have directed everybody else to learn the product. I will say that's sort of an axiomatic thing that you might want to do as you understand what the challenge is. I thought conveyed...
God, this is the fucking Apprentice. Oh, who cares?
Why are they talking about Harry Potter?
It's something to do with it was in a Harry Potter assignment or something, and...
Blagojevich said no shit about Harry Potter, right? That's the deal.
Oh yeah, and I'm sure Trump is all on top of it too.
Wait. Do you think?
I can't believe you said it was Ravenclaw when actually it was Hufflepuff.
I think Donald Trump is Slytherin.
I would probably concur with that.
Yeah. Blagojevich is Slytherin.
You know, maybe. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that necessarily Slytherin is the evil.
Stephen Miller is Slytherin.
You know, that would probably be what people would guess. So it's, yeah. I don't know what the sorting hat would give.
What
I
about Matt
I can't
Gaetz?
Speak for the sorting hat. Well, you have to have a brain for the sorting hat to work.
Louis Gomer. I'm in Ravenclaw. Fuck you.
I won't be in Hufflepuff.
Come here, let me...
Because I like the way it sounds.
I'm going to give you a massage, Hufflepuff. Massages.
A little bit after the top of the hour here in Pensacola, everybody. There's no fucking traffic and it's raining.
Yay.
Unless you're driving over the bridge and there's traffic.
Right.
Because they're building a new one.
No, yeah. It's nearly finished.
We've got...
Not really.
From the... Nothing to see here. Move along, file. Don't worry at all.
Do my miss. Right.
Radiation leak in Russia after huge explosion at ballistic missile testing factory.
Yeah, baby. Woohoo. What about all this regulation? Are they regulating things over there? Are they self-regulating over there in Russia?
I'm sure there's... Massive oversight.
Massive. Damn.
A huge explosion at a ballistic missile testing facility in Russia has killed two people and started a radiation leak.
Oh, yes. How old is this story?
This morning.
Oh, fuck.
A few hours ago.
Oh, shit.
The two people that died were civilian specialists, while those who were injured were a mix of civilians and military. The military unit where the fire occurred... is located in the village of Nanotska.
Nick!
Nanotska.
Nanotska!
Near Oh, you're kidding me.
Right.
Archangelsk. It's like Archangel, but with an L-S-K at the end.
Archangelsk,
where ballistic missiles are tested for the Russian Navy.
Well, it sounds like this one worked.
The blast at the military training ground near Archangelsk was due to a jet engine exploding.
Oopsie, Archangelsk.
The press service of the Ministry of Defense said,
We totally believe them. Yes, absolutely.
The Russian press service for the Ministry of Defense.
Thank you for all the information.
Complete transparency.
Absolutely.
Source said hospitals in the, why do they keep saying it, Archangelsk region.
Well, that's what it is.
Are ready for the possible reception of the victims of the incident near Nanoshka. Russian officials initially tried to play down the radiation leak, saying the levels are normal.
Normal.
However, a statement from the ministry said, during testing of a liquid jet engine, an explosion and combustion of the product occurred. As a result of the event, six defense ministry officials, developer company representatives received injuries of varying severity. Two specialists died from their injuries. There have been no harmful chemicals released into the atmosphere. Radiation levels are normal.
Okay, then what's up with these readings then?
But authorities later admitted there had been a short-term spike in radiation levels after the explosion.
A big explosion. What do you think that explosion was like? Pretty fucking big. Damn.
Things not going well. I guess last week, a massive fire at a military ammunition depot in eastern Siberia.
Oh, yes. God.
Near Achinsk.
Right.
In the Krasnoyarsk region.
That sounds like a nice region. What do they have there?
It's eastern Siberia.
Oh, yes.
Sure, it's there, awesome.
They got
tigers.
There's
a Club Med.
Dude, there are tigers there, for real.
The blaze triggered a number of explosions that continued for around 16 hours.
Oh, God.
Leaving one person dead, 13 injured.
You imagine you're sitting there. It's just
16,500 had to be evacuated from the town.
Wow.
From the homes.
We're going to have explosions for the next 16 hours. Is that okay? Damn, I'm glad we're not there. Could you imagine trying to record the Crab Diving Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify and crabdiving.com while the fucking explosions are going off?
I'm glad for other reasons that we're not in eastern Siberia. many reasons.
Oh, yes. They have a McDonald's out there or a Walmart or like...
They
have a Pier 1. They have a Pier 1?
Achinsk.
What is it?
Achinsk in Krasnoyarsk.
Are you looking what's in the area? Is there any restaurants or bars? Is there a comedy club in that area? Eastern Siberia.
Booking a gig and 110,000 people, so twice the size of Pensacola.
Stretched out over what area, though?
It's a city in Krasnoyarsk Krai, Russia, located on the right bank of the Chulym River.
Oh, yeah.
The population is 110,000, one of the oldest known inhabited places in the area.
Wow, okay.
Paleontological studies show that people lived here as early as 28,000 BCE.
Oh, shit. Wow.
There's some ancient caves.
But wait, what about my Bible? What about my fucking Bible? 28,000
BCE.
The Earth is 6,000 years old, though, right?
If you're Ken Ham... Sure. Okay. I'm trying to read about the population. The economy is based around heavy industry. They contain a refinery.
Okay.
Also produce construction materials, wood, asphalt, cement, wax, brick, electrical plants.
Yes.
Food industry, dairy factories.
Oh, perfect.
And a meat processing plant. Imagine how great it is working at the meat processing plant in eastern Siberia.
Oh, yeah. It's so nice. Oh, my God. It is lovely.
The largest enterprise in the city is the Archinsk alumina plant.
Nine.
The city operates a cement plant.
A cement?
Which also produces 2 million tons of cement a year.
Wow, that's a lot.
The city has buses, trams, and taxis.
Oh, well, okay, I'm an asshole. It's nice.
The notable landmarks include the Achinsk Drama Theater.
Yes.
The Achinsk National History Museum. The
this
Achinsk
isn't near
Museum,
the, this and, radiation leak, right?
And the Kazan Cathedral. No, Achinsk was where the munitions, they had the 16 hours of explosions.
They have all this nice shit in that other place with the big explosion was? Is it
Ninotska?
Ninotska.
I don't know. I guess we could look that up. But anyway, don't worry. Just a tiny, tiny radiation spike.
It's fine.
Everything's good.
Don't worry about it.
Nothing to see here.
But right. I mean, if you're exposed to it anyway, what difference does it fucking make, right? I mean, doesn't it just kill you?
No, it can give you the cancer if you don't. Yeah. If you don't get a lethal dosage.
But do you not remember in Star Trek 2 how quickly when Spock went in the room?
Well, that was a large chamber. Oh, spoiler alert. That was
to save everyone.
You are, and have always been,
my friend.
My friend. Wrath of Khan.
Oh, God. You know what you tell?
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. I don't know if you can watch it there, but you can watch some movies at Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what I would tell? If I was a director working with William Shatner, I wouldn't tell him shit. But I would tell him if he had to have a scene or he was sad about something, pretend that you're sad that something happened to you. You know what I mean? And then you'll feel sad. Not with other people.
Empathy, you're speaking of?
I'm trying to figure a way around his lack of empathy, right? I mean, I don't know. I don't mean to shit on William Shatner. My fault. I'm sorry.
I don't know what he's into.
Okay.
It's 80.
All right. Give me the glass coffee table.
Spa. Also in the news, everybody. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, by the way. I've got
Jeebus!
A story. I couldn't believe that I was waiting for tomorrow, Faithless Friday.
Right.
It involves foxes.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Jeez, okay. No wedding dresses. No detox shakes.
Correct.
Like that. Mm.
We've got another day, some more racist cops.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Surveillance footage in the shooting death of a teenager has emerged, showing cops firing at a 19-year-old as he ran away from them.
Oh, my God.
Devon Bailey was allegedly fleeing the scene of a robbery. Two Colorado Springs officers chased him. The footage shows him falling to the ground after getting shot. The teen did not appear to be wielding any type of weapon or threatening the police.
Right. They just shot him.
One expert said he appears to be shot in the back as he's running away, wearing gym shorts and a T-shirt. Even if he is armed, it's not enough to justify a shooting generally unless the weapon is being used or threatened to be used, which is not on the video. He's definitely not reaching into his waistband.
He didn't have a weapon.
And about to shoot. He's not. Yes.
He was running. His back was to them.
Correct.
Why did they shoot him then? Did they not?
Well, he's black. Did I mention that?
Oh, okay, Pat. Yes.
So I'm sure he's about to morph into a demon.
Oh, right.
That's what they
do. Like Michael Brown.
Sure. That's what we were told.
God, how many times? I mean, what? Well, why not let him go?
They're going to find some point in the video where his arm, as he's running, passes his pocket, and they're going to say, I thought he was reaching for a gun.
Right.
I felt for my life.
I thought the guy running away from us was going to turn around and shoot us.
Yes.
That's just, I don't know.
Police say he reached for a gun. They later recovered a firearm at the scene.
Oh, did they?
They probably had to wait for one of the cops to show up with the finding gun in his trunk.
Right.
The El Paso Sheriff's Office is investigating the shooting. That's okay. They're investigating themselves.
Oh, they're looking into it. They're looking into their own.
See, right. That needs to go. In,
absolutely. It should be some...
the many massive police reforms.
Independent investigator exactly. Brought in. What about our Justice Department? Couldn't Billy Barr send somebody down there to look into this?
Well, then they get mad. The Justice Department stepped in and told... disbanded the Ferguson Police Department as a racist piracy venture.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
They lost their minds. The feds coming in. Eric Holder coming in.
Well, they were just shaking down their citizens.
Yeah, and that's what happens in a lot of places.
With bullshit citations.
And then they keep hitting you with increased fees.
Right.
And then keep you in jail, even though we're not supposed to have debtors' prisons.
Right.
They keep you in jail because you can't pay your fines.
Yeah. That sounds like debtors' prison to me.
That's what it sounds like. And so it's just a coincidence that it's probably a private prison that is owned by some good old boy that knows the sheriff.
Right, and they run it like a fucking hotel.
Sure. Got any Negroes for me to put in my jail?
Yeah.
I'm getting extra money from the government for each one.
You can't have these for-profit prisons or hospitals. Pharmaceuticals, we shouldn't have...
Also in the news.
Yes.
Don't forget, like I said, tomorrow's Faithless Friday, y'all.
Jeebus, fuck you.
Tell all your heathen friends.
Right.
To tune in or to download us. I've got a story. Apparently, if you belong to Equinox Gyms.
No, okay.
Or SoulCycle?
Right. I've heard of Equinox. I have not heard of this SoulCycle.
People are now boycotting.
Oh, shit.
Because the Washington Post reported that the billionaire owner of Equinox and SoulCycle, Stephen Ross,
right,
is a real estate developer. Intends to hold a lunch this Friday at his Hampton's home.
Right.
Where attendees will pay $100,000 per ticket.
Oh, my God.
As a fundraiser for Donald Trump's reelection.
Shit, man. You know, in West Hollywood, in Boys Town there in WeHo, there is a huge Equinox gym. I mean, what the fuck? Does this guy own a bunch of shit and this is just part of his portfolio?
Oh, he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
God, you gotta boycott those gyms. Fuck him.
$250,000 to listen in on a roundtable discussion.
No. God!
He told... told CNN, I've known Donald Trump for 40 years, and while we agree on some issues, we strongly disagree on many others, and I've never been bashful about expressing my opinion. I have been and will continue to be an outspoken champion of racial equality, inclusion, diversity, public education, and environmental sustainability, and I have and will continue to support leaders on both sides of the aisles to address these challenges. Bullshit. You don't throw $100 a ticket. $100,000 ticket events.
But wait, you get to listen in for $250,000 to a panel? Talking about what? What they're going to do to black people and gay people?
And
immigrants? God damn. Can you imagine you're raising money to get this fuckhead reelected?
Equinox, by the way, issued a statement.
Yes.
Basically disavowing their owner.
They don't want to lose the fucking business.
He's the majority owner of the umbrella company that holds Equinox among many other brands. The luxury gym brand was met with calls for boycotts, public outcry, and anger on social media. Ooh, Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, shit,
sent
man.
A nasty tweet.
Right.
Equinox staff members reported front desks were getting hit with calls from people canceling their memberships.
Hell yeah. The all those Equinox gyms are in real progressive areas.
It's upscale. It's costly.
Yeah.
The brands have since released a statement to the press and their membership base saying neither Equinox nor SoulCycle, which is also under the umbrella company, have anything to do with the event later this week, and we do not support it. As it is consistent with our policies, no company profits are used to fund politicians. We are committed to all our members and the communities we live in. We believe in tolerance and equality. We'll always stay true to those values.
You know, because it does kind of suck because
Mr. Ross is a passive investor and is not involved in the management of either business. Right. They say.
Damn, this guy should sell off his ownership of them or something. I mean, that's crazy. I have a friend who lives in the Village. He goes to Equinox.
He's estimated $7.7 billion.
Damn. $7.7 billion this guy has.
The owner of entities like the Miami Dolphins, the Hard Rock Stadium, Time Warner Center, Hudson Yards, among his many holdings. He holds Equinox Fitness Clubs, the Soul Cycle, Pure Yoga, Blink Fitness.
I mean, guy,
a whole bunch of shit.
Why would we think this guy gives a shit about anything but money? If you were $7 billion.
The fundraiser features a private table and photo op.
A photo op with Donald fucking Trump.
There you go. $100,000. $250 if you want to sit in a round table.
A round table discussion. How sad. What is that? What is a round table discussion? Okay, we got Mike Pence over here. He's going to start sucking everybody's dick. Round table discussion with a bunch of conservatives. Bunch of dickheads. $7 billion. Just think about all those people that live under the overpasses in fucking L.A.
There you go. The owner of Equinox. Yeah. And now the companies are trying to say, don't boycott us because of our owner.
Right.
I mean, are they poor Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. God, fuck Chick-fil-A. Fuck Chick-fil-A.
Are Chick-fil-A's franchised or are they all? I think they're all company owned, aren't they?
No. We know this.
Do we know this?
Because Scott Pruitt's wife wanted a fucking Chick-fil-A and he got his staff. He made someone on his staff go through the
on
process.
On our money.
Yes.
To look into how to get her a Chick-fil-A.
Because it's tough to get one. They only give out so many licenses per year. And so he wanted to go to hit, you know, he wanted his wife at the front of the line. And so he used his office to do that.
I wonder if you would be able to open on Sundays or if that's a thing where they're like, no.
Yeah, I don't know.
What if you're like an atheist and you want to run a Chick-fil-A?
But, like, what if you are part owner in something like the Equinox and rest of the people that own that gym, they don't hold your political views? I mean, can't you do something to get this asshole off your board, or can you buy him out?
He's the majority owner in the umbrella corporation that owns all these other corporations.
Oh, I see. I see.
Because that's how our wonderful society works.
That's not, I don't know how that helps anyone.
It helps this guy.
$7 billion.
He's got $7 billion. I'll bet he could easily buy that house for Wayne LaPierre.
Oh yeah, Wayne. This guy should buy that fucking whack ass house and some castle in the. Why do you want a view of? Oh look, I have this beautiful view of a golf course. Oh, what is it? Well, you can see a bunch of rich assholes like me play golf.
White people all day.
There's not even any trees there. Well, yeah, it's a golf course, dickhead. We cut all the trees down so rich white guys can take all this land and use it so they can put make your fist a ball about half the size of your fist in a hole. That's why we cut all this forest down. Isn't that cool? So rich guys could you don't have enough balls to put in holes.
Florida.
Fuck you.
I guess Florida man story.
Eat my dick.
A 9mm Glock.
Oh yes,
was
perfect.
Reported stolen.
Oh.
From a Deltona home.
Okay.
but they're having a hard time. Even though there was a party.
Yes.
And there were over 20 guests there.
Right.
The owner can't give any names or descriptions.
Yes.
Because it was a weekend anonymous sex party. In which guests wore masks during the orgy and used code names.
Right. Code names. My name's Big Pick Condor.
Condor.
A handgun was swiped during a weekend sex party. The gun owner couldn't give detectives any names of suspects because the culprit, like the 20 or so other guests at the party, was wearing a mask.
What were some of the code names?
Volusia County Sheriff said, we're probably not going to solve this one.
Oh, shit, yes. We can't crack the code. Bullshit! You can solve this! What?
The 9mm Glock was holstered, lying on top of a nightstand in the master bedroom when it was stolen. Well, that's responsible gun ownership right there.
By the way, what kind of fucking detective work is this? We can't solve this. He was at an anonymous sex party. Hey, dickhead, get out your computer and figure it out, fuckface.
It was taken during an orgy in which the theme was anonymous sex.
Right. That's the theme?
Guests who were invited to the party near Saxon Boulevard were encouraged to, quote, come and go as they pleased.
Wherever they want.
Throughout the weekend.
Yes.
We're told to bring friends and acquaintances if they so desire.
Right. Bring everybody. Bring all your friends. Everybody's fucking.
They were told to use fictitious names or no name at all.
Yes, especially if you're going to steal somebody's gun.
The orgy took place, Jesus, from the 19th through the 21st.
Oh, yes. It's a three-day orgy.
When the owner finally called a few days later to report the firearm stolen, he seemed apprehensive about giving further details for some reason.
You see, my code name was Anonymous Pug. I mean, I don't know. What is...
He finally
what was his code name?
Told the detective that 20 or more people had been in the house that weekend. He said he only knew 4 or 5 of them.
Yes.
The party was advertised on a social media site.
Oh, okay.
Don't have any more information.
Right. Well, you're telling me the cops can't figure this out. I mean, if they want to figure out where this gun is, I guess. But like,
apparently, Volusia County is having a rash of gun thefts, according to the sheriff's office.
And you're telling me a detective's like, well, we can't figure it out because we don't know any of the names. Isn't that what you learn in detective school? When you don't know the information, you fucking figure it the fuck out? I mean, isn't this what they do? Isn't this their thing?
So far in 2019, 81 firearms have been stolen out of 72 unlocked vehicles. Unlocked vehicles! In Volusia County.
Shouldn't that be illegal? Like, you can't leave your gun in an unlocked motherfucking vehicle because it's a motherfucking gun?
In 2018, there were 140.
What kind of shitty cops are these? Oh, I can't solve that crime. I don't have all the information. Where do you think the word solve comes from? Sometimes crimes have to be solved because all of the information isn't apparent. So you do things like, I don't know. What would you do? How would you investigate this?
See if there's any security camera footage nearby that may have captured a car or two.
Gee, do you want to go be the head of this fucking detective squad?
No, I don't want to investigate people that were going to a weekend sex orgy. No desire.
But like, maybe, okay, you're going to look at some security footage.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I imagine there are things you can do to solve this crime. Oh, my God. Look at these cops.
That's Florida.
Jesus. Right. Well, we know about Florida cops. If you live in this fucking town. Hi, I'm from the police. I think it's the Pensacola PD. Let me pee in your mouth, especially if you're an underage female. I'm into that.
Just that one.
Oh, just that one. Right.
Wasn't there a sex ring?
Oh, yes.
In general?
That was the Escambia County
Sheriff. Sheriff's Department. Oh, I see.
This is the police, the Pensacola PD.
Oh, that's Pensacola PD. I see.
Yeah, the only reason I know that because I brought that up and someone corrected me.
It's fact checking.
Everybody knows. I mean, imagine get pulled over in a town where by the sheriff's department. When the sheriff's department is involved in a sex ring, you're going to get pulled over? Okay. What are you going to charge me with? Raping a child? Because that's what you guys are up to. Whatever.
There's got to be more of these.
Yeah.
An Ohio father is suing a hospital and a fertility clinic.
Yes.
After learning his daughter isn't really his daughter.
Oh, shit.
After the daughter, who's 24, gave her parents Ancestry.com DNA tests for everybody.
Oh, my God.
As a Christmas present.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Rebecca Cartelloni of 24 of Delaware, Ohio, gifted her family an at-home DNA test.
Yeah.
The results came back showing that she didn't share any of her father's genetic history.
Nah. Oops.
A separate paternity test confirmed the two are not biologically related.
Oops.
Apparently, I don't think there was anything nefarious going on. It was a sperm bank.
Oh, okay.
Or they used the wrong sperm.
Right. Oh.
To fertilize an embryo back in 1993.
Well, I mean.
At the Institute
so
for Reproductive Health.
It doesn't matter. Oh, here's some frozen sperm.
Her biological father has been narrowed down to 5 people.
Oh, shit.
One of whom was a doctor at the Christ Hospital at the time.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. Surprise.
So what are you supposed to do? What is anybody Happy supposed to
Merry,
do about this?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Oops.
I mean, maybe
well, at least it's that, and it's not that, you know, some mom was...
Oh, let's see. Charles Manson was your
sexy times with somebody who wasn't dad.
Charles Manson was your father. I forgot to tell you. Ted Bundy.
So that's one of the things you got to watch out for with these DNA tests.
Yep. Right. Yeah, you could be Ted Bundy's kid. You could be, you know.
Also, regarding the popo.
Right. Yes.
There is a. There was a CBS piece.
Yes, piece.
That they did to, I don't know, commemorate the 5-year anniversary of Michael Brown being turning into
years.
A demon and being shot by a policeman.
Morphed into a demon, I believe. That's what Darren Wilson said, the guy that murdered him.
His face looked like a demon when he turned around.
No, you're a racist. He's black and you're a... You're insane racist.
So, with the 5-year anniversary nigh, CBS News did an investigation of 155 different police departments' efforts to teach officers to try to, well, I'm reading from Wonkette, to try to be not quite so racist and shooty.
Don't be racist. Listen, today we're going to try something new. Don't be racist and don't shoot people. Don't shoot anyone. Okay.
So they got a couple of white cops on video with their identities disguised to admit.
Yes.
That they think these bias training classes are bullshit.
Right, right.
They say it's bad for morale. And it's worthless because it reinforces the stereotype that police are racist. Specifically, that white male police are racist. But, so these butthurt white males
yes?
are being told to not be so racist yeah. and violent, and they're upsetty pants because they're saying, you're making it sound like it's white people who are racist and violent.
Well, what do you want to do to solve the problem? I mean, what are you supposed to do to figure this out?
They don't.
Right. They don't give a shit.
There's a problem.
No, it's not a problem.
When asked if the implicit bias training was effective, the police said, no, it was not. The content was absolutely the worst training I ever had.
Of course. oh, they can't even be at. Damn. It's just training. It's just racial sensitivity training or something, right?
It's reinforced. This is a quote from one of the cops. It's reinforcing the minority of society that has the blanket opinion about Caucasian males. One of the first videos introduced in that training was reaffirming that you're born a victim if you're a minority.
We're trying to make it so cops aren't racist. And so cops don't shoot black people because they naturally see targets or whatever. Yeah.
The CBS News correspondent said, okay, so what do you think the agenda is? And the cop said, reinforcing that the police are racist, but specifically the white male police are racist. So the agenda of anti-bias training is to prove that you white racists are all racists.
I imagine the agenda is to have you stop being racist. Just stop. That's and we have to acknowledge that, yes, there is. I mean, listen, this is a big shocker, but I think there's institutional racism in our police departments, in law enforcement.
Right.
I do. I'm sorry. You fucks. You are racist.
These Mesa cops appear to have a wee bit of an excessive force problem, by the way.
Oh, okay. Wow.
What with several highly publicized excessive force cases, like when five cops brutally beat a black man, Robert Johnson, for not sitting down quickly enough.
Oh, geez.
When they roughed up Gabriel Ramirez, a 15-year-old robbery suspect. When they beat up an 84-year-old woman. When they hogtied
an 84-year-old woman.
When they hogtied a man who reported a break-in at his home.
At his home. What do you learn from all these stories? Do not call the police.
Oh, and then there was the guy. This is from one police force. Then there was the guy who was on his hands and knees begging for his life when a cop shot and killed him for crawling in a threatening manner.
Dude.
The cop was fired, charged with murder, but acquitted.
Who the fuck these days? Listen to these fucking
Mesa,
stories.
Mesa, Arizona cops.
Who the fuck would call the police? Because how would it? How does calling the police, de-escalate?
Right.
How does it make the situation better?
A 2018 Arizona Republic review of excessive force complaints against Mesa cops found that 2% of the 158 internal affairs investigations since 2014 determined the cops had been in the wrong.
2%
of their own investigating themselves.
You know, Rachel Maddow did a story about this years ago, but it was about the FBI researching bad shootings or good shootings or something like that. And they're always good. They're always all the shootings are always made
good.
Yeah,
that's one of Lawrence's. Lawrence has written some books on too. Lawrence O'Donnell.
Shocking, right? That when the cops investigate their own, most of the shootings are proved to be good shootings.
Of course.
What a mess.
So the headline at Wonkette says, white cops hate, don't be racist training.
You know, this is what this revolution is going to look like at some point. People are going to be done with this. They're going to be tired of it. And the Black Panthers will take over for law enforcement. That is what will happen. Do you think so? Not the Black Panther. I don't mean the superhero. I mean the organization. The Black Panthers will be put in charge of law enforcement.
I don't know.
Okay.
One of the officers said, trying to change what we have done, what's worked overwhelmingly effectively, becomes an officer safety issue, causing officers to second-guess themselves, which is a complete change to when we first started. We were guaranteed we'd be able to beat the shit out of some brown people.
Second guess, you guys
are now saying we got to, like, think about it before we beat the shit out of some people?
Well, but
what the fuck? You're compromising my safety. Yeah.
But when does the second-guessing start? How about what's the guy's name in Chicago that was shot to death? They're reloading.
Narrow it down.
Shot him so many times. He goes to reload, and then the cop had to stop him.
Laquan
McDonald.
Yes,
they gave him an opportunity. He wanted to reload and keep shooting.
Yes,
I don't know what the second guessing is you're talking about. Second guessing. You got
One of the cops did say that the bias training they got was presented with a friendly wink and a nod because nobody takes it seriously. Quote, they start the video saying, we're not telling you to do this. We're just here to present it.
Wow. Imagine that. Imagine what our law enforcement is doing to our community. And then someone wants to do something to change it. And it's a joke.
Right.
And they're making it a fucking joke. It's not a joke when somebody gets shot to death because they're black.
One matter the CBS story didn't get into was just how widespread such shitty attitudes are in the Mesa police. The police union held a new no-confidence vote in June against Chief of Police Ramon Batista.
Right.
95% of officers wanted him gone. Only 23 supported his staying. This is a guy who's trying to clean up the cops.
Right.
Listen to this. A statement from the head of the police union.
Okay.
You know, these guys are wonderful.
Well, yes.
These police union guys.
Absolutely.
Will Biascochea. President of the Mesa Fraternal Order of Police.
Yeah.
Said, everybody talks about the victims. Well, our officers are the victims. We're paid to win. When we show up to a call, do you pay your officers to lose? No, you pay them to win. So when we go there, we take action and we win. Now, if you don't comply, we're still going to win.
What does that mean?
How creepy, goose-steppy, fascist does that sound?
We don't want you to win. We want you to serve and protect.
And de-escalate as much as possible.
When?
You're not there to knock heads.
This is their
culture.
Fuck the cops.
This is their culture.
What benefit did they give our society?
That's chilling.
What are they doing for us?
When we go there, we take action and we win. Now, if you don't comply, we're still going to win.
Good God. You know... And I would say, how are you protecting and serving in this area? You know, you drive up 98 to my mom's place in Gulf Breeze. Do you know how many speed traps there are?
Well, then, it's like
literally six or seven in a 2-mile stretch of road. And you're like, what the fuck? And people still tailgate you if you drive the speed limit. I'm like, dickhead, there's like 18 cops.
Right.
Yeah.
I do have a, I guess this could be an animals get pissed story.
What would be a story when a dog decides they almost want to chew on the power wire to your laptop? Is that when animals get pissed?
That's when owners get pissed at the animals.
Yeah, don't do that, buddy.
Don't eat the cords.
When animals get pissed.
Nothing to worry about.
Yeah?
From the Bronx Zoo.
Oh, shit. Okay.
As
a snake got out right. Ow!
What?
A snake.
Oh, you read this?
No, I'm guessing. I'm fucking guessing.
Yeah.
Because that's what people say. They'll say shit like that.
Don't worry. The 3.5-foot mangrove snake.
Oh, my God.
That likely got out through some mesh.
That's how big that is. Look at my hand.
Covering its habitat.
That's a huge ass fucking snake.
They're mangrove snakes, they say, are shy and timid.
Okay.
They're most likely to hide from people.
And they're poisonous.
And it's
fuck.
Only mildly venomous.
Mildly venomous. What does that mean? If I get bitten, do I like seize up and shit blood, or what does that mean? Mildly.
While we're confident the snake poses no threat to visitors, we did place a sign at the entrance of the exhibit out of an abundance of caution.
Right. Right.
While you're battling with the intern.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to say, so I go to a zoo. You're telling me at the zoo there's a snake on the loose. Have they closed it?
No, they put up a sign.
Fuck you.
It said watch for out for the.
Fuck you.
It's only mildly venomous.
You find
Ryan.
That fucking snake and then you open the. Now I'm. Ow. Over there.
It's only mildly venomous.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. Boy, again, what does that feel like? The sting? Have you ever been poisoned?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Ask people that have been bitten by a mildly venomous snake and ask them if you think, damn, if you're a zoo and you lose your snakes, you're a shitty fucking zoo. What else? They need to do an audit to make sure every fucking animal is in its goddamn enclosure before they open that fucker back up. They're missing one snake. Why is it crazy to think they could be missing more shit?
Mildly venomous snake.
I heard that. I think I'm not listening to that spin. That's bullshit. That's what you say to make people keep coming to your stupid fucking zoo.
Are you saying you wouldn't go to the Bronx Zoo right now?
Fuck no. Fuck no. A fucking course not. I'm going to go to the Bronx fucking zoo. It's a goddamn snake on the loose. You know where I'm going to go? I'm going to go to a zoo where all the animals are in their fucking areas and shit. I'm not even going to go to a zoo. I always like the primate enclosure, but then you realize how sad it is, you know? Because it can't...
Watch the bonobos jerk off.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a animal story here.
Right.
This is New York.
I don't know where I put that. Did you guys see that mangrove snake? I don't know where the fuck it is. The mildly... No, he's really fucking venomous. I mean, he's fucking venomous. Just say mildly, though.
A New York couple captured a 3-foot alligator in a city park.
Yay! What? Where? Where?
In New York.
Oh, New York.
In Staten Island.
Boy.
A man and his wife used a fishing net to capture the alligator.
Good job. Nice work.
In the Richmond neighborhood of Staten Island.
You know, listen, intern. You're lucky. You're hanging out with these snakes.
Police say they are working to determine where the 3-foot alligator come from.
Some dickhead got him as a pet and decided, oh, look at this alligator's huge now. I got to get rid of it.
It was turned over to Animal Care Center of New York, which determined it to be a 2-year-old American alligator.
Okay. A little baby, a Tidawa.
There you go.
Somebody
spotted a... God damn it, Shelby. Stop moving my microphone. Somebody spotted a 3-foot alligator and decided to catch it with a fishing net.
Well, I guess they did the community a favor, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have done that.
I guess.
I'd call somebody and say, hey, there's a fucking alligator down here. You need to get it.
Just FYI.
Yeah, I am not. No, man. Are you going in there and getting a 3-foot alligator? Fuck no.
Well, I mean, with tail.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's not that bad.
Right. And the story would be like, well, I just didn't think, blah, blah, blah. I just never imagined it would blah, blah, blah. You're sitting in a hospital room. The gator bit you. You got some wound with flesh-eating bullshit.
Hey, watch this.
Oh, yeah. Look at this.
Hey, check this out.
I got a stick. Poke it. Poke it with that stick.
There's also a...
Other alligators have to be like, hey, listen, dickhead. I know you're up there in Staten Island. There's nobody bothering you, but you got to come south. It's nicer. It's warmer. It's better fish to eat. Staten Island sucks. You can only get there through that fucking ferry. God damn, did she have the fucking XLR cable in her mouth?
Yes.
Listen.
Get out of here.
Shelby, you know, you can't eat the XLR cable, man. Shit.
We've got another story.
Right.
There's this time Chicago.
Fuck you.
My hometown.
Right.
Chicago police officers executed a search warrant in an Albany Park neighborhood.
Yes.
On the northwest side.
Right.
Officers recovered multiple guns, narcotics, and a 3-foot-long alligator.
Oh, my God. What is... That is the second alligator. They found another alligator a few weeks ago in Humboldt Park.
Yeah. No arrests were made, though.
Why?
An investigation is ongoing. Yes. I thought they found multiple guns and narcotics.
Jeez, this sounds like a party.
So the alligator confiscated.
I got an alligator. I got fuck tons of guns, lots of drugs. Who wants to come over later? Jeez. Yeah.
Have an anonymous sex party and
don't
have someone steal your Glock.
Don't use that bathroom. There's a 3-foot fucking dinosaur in the bathtub. It's a little aggressive these days. I don't know what to do with him.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow at the normal time, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
I would be like, maybe you give him a fuck ton of Benadryl. It calms him down.
What are we talking about?
The alligators? You know?
Well, they're all methed up, though, from the
sewers,
right? In Alabama?
Right. It's in Alabama.
As if Alabama couldn't be more alluring.
Oh, yes, boy. Get meth gators. This guy would want to be fucking be in the Senate. Gators. He loves diddling kids so much so that we had to ban him from the mall back in the day.
There's got to be a some debates coming up pretty soon.
Come here, sassy!
We're going to be able to get to see these guys.
Sassy is Roy Moore's horse. And Tonto is the horse of, what's his fuck? From the Interior Department of the
Zinky.
Interior. Zinky. He got fired.
Yes.
Sad.
We've got Nancy Pelosi in the last couple of minutes here of the show.
Right.
Has officially requested that Trump call the Senate back into session to pass some gun legislation.
Oh, shit.
In a letter to the president, she said the terrorism of white supremacy and gun violence is an assault on our tranquility and indeed the very character of America.
Yeah.
She asked the president to use his official powers to call the Senate into session.
He's not going to, right?
It is with deep sadness and great urgency I write following the horrific loss of life that occurred in Gilroy, El Paso, Dayton, and Chicago, after which you said, I think background checks are important. I don't want to put guns into the hands of mentally unstable or people with rage or hate sick people. I'm all in favor of it.
Yes.
Mr. President, we have an opportunity to work in a bipartisan way to pass gun violence prevention background checks.
Yes.
However, Leader Mitch McConnell, describing himself as the Grim Reaper, has been an obstacle to taking any action, she said.
She said Grim Reaper?
In the letter.
Wow.
He admitted it.
Yeah. I'm the Grim Reaper.
He's proud. Anything that comes up to him is destroyed. Anything from the Democrats.
He is the Great Blight. He is, I don't know how to describe him.
Yeah, between him and Rupert Murdoch, I mean, the late 20th century and early 21st are really kind of the story of their evil.
Yeah. Heartlessness. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a shit.
There's a report that Trump was losing his shit during his...
not like that bride.
During his fun trip to comfort the victims.
His
publicity tour.
Yes. God, those pictures are bizarre. I mean, chilling. What are you smiling?
There's a report that he was screaming at people on Air Force One.
Really?
Raging.
Oh, my God. About what?
And that they were desperately scrambling to figure out ways to keep him away from all the protests and all the bad signs about him and everything.
Because they thought he would lose it.
Oh, yeah.
Go off and say something racist or...
Crowds are protesting now wherever he turns up. According to the New York Times, Trump was yelling at his aides
right
as his plane headed to El Paso, accusing them of not doing enough to defend him from criticism.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
This came after Sherrod Brown, who accompanied Trump during his visit to Dayton, said that some of the ratted on him, on not ratted, but
yeah,
told on the people that some of the people said they don't support the president.
Right. Jeez.
Following the Ohio visit, Trump's social media director, Dan Scavino, lashed out at Sherrod Brown.
Right.
This is what prompted what we said yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Was this tweet where Dan Scavino said Trump was treated like a rock star. Because that's what's appropriate.
Right.
When you're going to comfort the nation
after two
mass shootings.
Because
you want to be treated like a fucking rock star.
And he wants to be right. Or, to, you know, he doesn't want to be challenged. Right.
Trump tweeted against Sherrod Brown as a, quote, failed presidential candidate at 0%, but he would be at 0%.
He never ran.
Because he's not running for president. Never announced any kind of, he's not running for president.
I mean, listen, compared to how he does these hurricanes and other disasters, I don't think he did that bad with this, right? Sure, he had some weird pictures at a hospital.
Is this your boat?
Yeah, but
he didn't do that. He didn't throw paper towels at anybody. I think he soiled himself less this time.
There's no listicle. There's no 64 bizarre things he said during the speech at El Paso.
Well, we do have him bragging about his crowd size.
Yep, that's true. That's true. So I guess I'm wrong. He did fuck up.
As your president, one would think I would be thrilled with our very strong dollar. I'm not. The Fed's high interest rate level in comparison to other countries is keeping the dollar high, making it more difficult for our great manufacturers like Caterpillar, Boeing, John Deere, our car companies and others to compete on a level playing field. With substantial Fed cuts, there's no inflation. And no quantitative tightening, the dollar will make it possible for our companies to win against any competition. We have the greatest companies in the world. This is three tweets, by the way. There's nobody even close. But unfortunately, the same cannot be said about our Federal Reserve, which is appointed by him.
Right.
They have called it wrong at every step of the way, and we are still winning. Can you imagine what would happen if they actually called it right?
Oh, shit.
It's full of shit. He's full of shit, by the way.
God.
The guy that he appointed
to
the Fed.
Right.
But one of the things is he can't fire the guy. It's one of those positions that's supposed to be non-political. He can't fire him.
Well, that will piss him off.
And that guy has already been on television.
Hello.
In interviews saying he was asked if the president, or I think this was a correct congressional hearing, if the president ordered you to resign tomorrow, would you do that? And he said, no.
Why? I'm not giving up my paycheck.
That
fuck
has
you.
To drive Trump up the fucking wall.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow, Faithless Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where we can go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy, his Instagram, Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. I'm so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow.
TTN.
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists.
Now, I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dalamuku. Mandakishiti kolora bashata.
Kolora bashata.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.